This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Tonight, inshallah, I have a beautiful hadith narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. And the hadith started by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu swearing and saying, Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu. By Allah, the one who is no ilah except him. I used to fall on the ground on my abdomen from hunger. I used to tie a rock on my belly out of hunger. And one day I was starving. So I sat down at the door where the Sahaba are exiting from the masjid. فَمَرَّ أَبَا بَكْرٍ فسألته عن آية من كتاب الله وما سألته إلا ليشبعني. Abu Bakr came out and I asked him about an ayah from the Quran to explain it to me. And I only asked him so he can tell me, Abu Huraira, why don't we go and we discuss it over dinner, over lunch, so I can eat something. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu explained the ayah and continued. فَمَرَّ عُمَرْ فَسَأَلْتُهُ عَنْ آيَةٍ مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَمَا سَأَلْتُهُ إِلَّا لِيُشْبِعَنِي. And then Umar came out and I did the same thing and I asked him about an ayah. Ya Umar, what does this ayah mean? And I know what the ayah means. I just want him to tell me, let's go and eat something. وَلَمْ يَفْعَلْ فَخَرَجَ أَبَا الْقَاسِمِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم came out. فَنَظَرَ إِلَيَّ فَتَبَسَّمَ وَعَرَفْ. He looked at me, he smiled, and he knew. Said, يَا أَبَا هِرْ. Even though his Abu Huraira is already a nickname, he made a nickname of the nickname. Said, يَا أَبَا هِرْ. Said, لَبَّيْكَ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Follow me, إِلْحَقْنِي. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went with Abu Huraira, got to his house. فَاسْتَأْذَنَ. He asked permission from his family for me to come in. Do we have anything in the house to eat? They brought a bowl of milk. أهذه هدية أم صدقة? Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم always asked, is it a صدقة or it's a gift? Well, if it's a صدقة, what happened? He doesn't touch it. If it's a هدية, of course it's a gift, then he will use it and share it with others. They said, أهداها لك فلان. So and so brought it as a gift for you. So he said, يا أبا هر لبيك يا رسول الله. He said, go get أهل الصفة. Abu Huraira narrating the hadith. So Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, go get all the people of Suffa. What are the people of Suffa? We spoke about those before. They are very, very poor people. As a matter of fact, in the hadith, Abu Huraira said, لا أهل لهم ولا مال. They have nobody. يعني they wait for someone in the masjid after they leave. Come with me, let me go take you home. And nothing, poor, extremely poor. And how many at that time? There were 70 of them. So Abu Bakr said, I looked at the bowl and I'm starving and I'm going to go get 70 people. فَاسْتَأْتُ لِمَا قَالَ. يعني I felt like, يا رسول الله, I'm starving and you're telling me go get 70 people. But, listen, this is a shahid of the hadith. He said, لَكِنْ لَا بُدَّ مِنْ طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. But there's no escape from obeying Allah and His Prophet. He went and he got 70 people. فَدَخَلُوا فَاسْتَأْذَنُوا فَدَخَلُوا فَجَلَسُوا. They all came. Not one of them said, you know what, I will pass. Everybody came. You know, you're coming to the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they all came and they all sat down. Ya Aba Hir, labbayka ya Rasulullah. Serve them. Serve them also. Ya Rasulullah. So he said, I took the bowl of milk and I went one by one. They drank until they were full. And then when he finished, he goes to the other guy. He drank until he was full. Because the sunnah, as we will see later, is when you are serving, you should be the last one to serve yourself. And he knows this sunnah. So he's looking at the bowl as he's serving them, and he is, like we said before, he's starving. So after everybody, hatta they were all completely saturated with milk. Not just took a sip. Subhanallah. After I finished, Rasulullah said, Ya Aba Hir, nobody's left. Illa ana wa ant. No one is left except me and you. Abu Hir said, Sadaqta ya Rasulullah. I know there's only me and you left. I'm starving. He said, Ishrab fasharibt. Ishrab fasharibt. Ishrab fasharibt. Ishrab walladhi ba'athaka bilhaq ma ajidu lahu maslaka. By the one who sent you the truth, there's no more space. That's it, I'm done. فأخذ البقية يعني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فسمى وحمد الله وشرب وشرب الفضلة. Then he said Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, and he drank whatever is left. And the hadith ended here. So there are few lessons, Subhanallah. There are many, by the way, fiqh issues. Like for example, like we said, if you're serving, you should be the last one to drink or to eat when you're serving people. When you go to someone's house, you have to wait for them to take permission from their family to let you in. When you are eating, all of them were sitting down. As a matter of fact, before he gave them the drink, he told, sit down. He sat down and then he drank. There are many fiqh issues. It's allowed. Somebody might say, how does this, it contradicts the hadith of three. One third for your stomach, one third for drinking, and one third for eating. So, but here, Rasulullah ﷺ kept on telling him, Ishrab, until he was full. So, being full is allowed, but not all the time. It's madhmum when you're constantly saturated. But every once in a while, if you get full from eating, there's nothing wrong with that. But there are two things that I want to bring up. Number one, the kindness and the love of Rasulullah ﷺ to his companions. Subhanallah. And he looked at him immediately. Look at how the leader can feel what his people are going through. This is the true leader. And we have seen that in many situations with Rasulullah ﷺ. And subhanallah, a man came to him, you would think he is everything in Islam, everything. He's Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He's the one who's making the Sharia. He is the Mufti. He's the Imam. He's the Sheikh. He's the commander. He's everything. Huh? And a man comes to him and he says, I'm hungry. Now you come to any leader right now and you tell him, you're coming to me, tell me I'm hungry. Go to my guys. Look how much they trusted him and how they felt comfortable with him that they even... to say I'm hungry, they felt so good to come to him and say we are hungry. And the story in Subhanallah, he said I'm hungry. He went to his house. He did not find anything. The house of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, 9 homes, they have not one bite of food. Then he asked the man to come and serve him, and the man went to his wife and he said, do we have anything? She said, we have nothing except the food for the kids. He said, put them to sleep and turn off the light. And he brought the guest and they pretended that they are eating in front of the guest. And Allah, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, morning, he said, Allah was so happy of what you have done last night. So a woman, the hadith said that she had some mental illness. She came to him and said, Ya Rasulullah, I want to talk to you. He did not tell her, you know, leave me alone, come Umar, take care of her. Subhanallah. He said, pick anywhere in Medina and tell me where do you want to meet and I'm ready. And this is the way the leader dealt with his people, subhanallah. And many, many, many other occasions. The other point, which is subhanallah, it's amazing, and I wish we could learn from this, is that he's starving and he is willing to starve and die from hunger but never disobey Allah and his Prophet. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, go get the people of Suffa. He did not negotiate, he did not ask, Ya Rasulullah, with all due respect, I'm starving here. And by the way, we said that before, anytime somebody tells you with all due respect, what happens? After that, there's no more respect. There's no more ihtiram after this statement. They start disrespecting. So he said, go get them. He went. And this is the lesson. Whenever we hear قال الله وقال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم and the hadith is authentic, we do not sit down and negotiate, and what if maybe, and we start using our intellect. This hadith does not make any sense, because to Abu Huraira did not make any sense. This bowl of milk for 70 people did not make any sense. But this is one of the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Go get the people, I go get the people. The sunnah, whether it makes sense to me or it does not make sense, I follow it. Logically, does it make any sense to wipe on the socks from the top? Logically, you wipe from the bottom, because the bottom is getting dirty, not the top. Right? But we all know that the wiping is from the top. Sami'na wa ata'na, we listen and we obey. You do not use your intellect, or you think that, I'm not finding the wisdom behind this. Ya Habibi, I'll give you a very good example. We all know. Rasulullah said, if you have a bowl of soup or a bowl of food, and a fly fell into it, right? He said, what to do, right? He said, take the fly, and what? Dip it back again. Ew, be careful. Shoo ew, ya Habibi. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Be very careful when Rasulullah says something, especially the kids, say, oh, what is this? This is disgusting. You want me to dip back again? Right? Rasulullah is saying, if that is the only food you have and you need that food, take that fly and dip it back again. Take it out and eat. Right? Now, Sheikh, that does not make any sense. SubhanAllah, 2009, we all know the study. They found that one wing has the virus and the other wing has the cure. So I have to wait for a guy, maybe he's worshiping a cow, to tell me what is right and what is wrong, and then I would say, Rasulullah ﷺ was right. It's supposed to be the other way around. Whatever he says, alayhi salatu wasalam, is right, and I'm waiting for people to prove it. But 100%, I have no doubt in my heart. وَإِن تُطِيعُوهُ إِشْ تَهْتَدُوا. If you obey him, Allah said, if you obey him, then you will be guided. وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. Whatever the Prophet came with, whatever he told you to do, take it, do it. And whatever he told you to stay away from, stay away from. This is how the Sahaba, subhanAllah. We think that wealth is what make me famous and what make me known. And let me ask you a question. Who was the richest man on earth in 1954? Nobody knows, nobody cares. But we are still remembering Abu Huraira after 1450 years, even though he used to fall on the ground out of hunger, not a penny. Why? Because of his ilm, because of his love to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah elevated him. SubhanAllah. So you want to be elevated. It's not about how much money do you have. It's how much you have of the obedience of Allah and his Prophet. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us with Abu Huraira and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our last deeds, our best deeds, and our last words, La ilaha illallah. Tomorrow's Friday. Make a lot of salat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we see you for Fajr at 6:15. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
واذكروا الله في أيام معدودات فمن تعجل في يومين فلا إثم عليه ومن تأخر فلا إثم عليه لمن اتقى واتقوا الله واعلموا أنكم إليه تحشرون.